The Jack Benny Program, transcribed and presented by Lucky Strike, the cigarette that's toasted to taste better.
If you want better taste from your cigarette, Lucky Strike is the brand to get. It's toasted to give you the best taste yet. It's the toasted cigarette.
This is Don Wilson, friends. Dorothy Collins, the sweetheart of Lucky Strike, just gave you the key to deep down smoking enjoyment. Better taste. And that's where a Lucky really clicks. A Lucky tastes better because LSMFT, Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. Fine, light, naturally good-tasting tobacco. And then that tobacco is toasted. It's toasted, the famous Lucky Strike process, brings a Lucky's fine tobacco to its peak of flavor. Tones up a Lucky's naturally good-tasting tobacco to make it taste even better. Cleaner, fresher, smoother. So pick up a carton of better-tasting Lucky Strike. I know you'll be happy if you go Lucky.
Hey, hold it! Hold it, Bob! Hold it! Hold it! Hold it!
Well, what is it, Jack?
Bob, it's almost airtime. Can't you do something about the orchestra?
Well, what's wrong with them? Nobody goofed.
What's wrong with them? Look at Bagby's playing the piano lying down. Gridwell is blowing confetti through his clarinet. And look at Sammy the drummer weaving around up there. If he doesn't fall off that stand before the show's over, I'll eat my hat.
Well, gosh, Jack, you didn't expect the boys to come in sober this soon after New Year's Eve, did you?
Bob, I don't expect them to come in sober after Groundhog Day. But this is ridiculous. Look at them. We're starting a new year, Bob, and I want you to tell them those new rules we discussed.
Now?
Yeah, give them those new rules right now.
Well, okay.
Tell them.
Look, attention, fellas, attention. Look, we're starting a new year, and we'll all get along a lot better if...
I knew he'd fall off. Help Sammy up, will you, boys? Now, go ahead with the rules, Bob.
Okay, Jack. Look, now, fellas, look. I'm sure that you all want to know just exactly where we stand, so listen carefully, will you? Now, rule number one. During the coming year, you will all be required to attend each and every rehearsal, and no excuse will be accepted unless it is signed by either your doctor or your warden.
That's telling them.
Rule number two. From now on, when I lift my baton, that's the signal for you to start playing, not drinking.
I knew that one would go over big.
Now, look, guys, before we go on the air, I know that you want to show Jack just exactly how good your faith is. So, if any of you happen to be in possession of a bottle of spirits, I would like you to throw it in this waste bag. All right, now, let's get started.
Well, Remley dropped his in. Who's next? Now, how about...
Hey, Jack, come on, will you? Come on.
Don, let go of my arm.
But we're going on the air in just a few minutes.
So we're going on the air. What are you so excited about? You've been jumpy all afternoon.
Oh, it's that diet my doctor gave me. I'm not allowed to eat candy, cake, pie, potatoes. Can't eat anything I like, and it's making a nervous wreck out of me.
Yeah, it's awful. When'd you go on this diet?
I start tomorrow.
Well, Don, if it bothers you so much before you're even started, maybe you better forget about it.
I can. I made a New Year's resolution to lose 100 pounds this year.
How much?
100 pounds.
Don, I've known you for 23 years, and the only time 100 pounds ever left your body was when you had your tonsils removed. Remember, they weighed 50 pounds each?
Oh, yeah, as soon as I came to, I had to get off the table so the doctor could lie down.
Yeah.
Well, 1 minute till airtime, Jack.
Okay, where are the scripts, Don?
I haven't got them.
Well, where are they? We're going on the air.
Now, look, relax, Jack. Here comes the clerk from the mimeograph department. He's got them.
Well, it's about time. Say, fella, why are you always bringing in the scripts at the last minute?
Because I'm busy. I'm busy.
But you had plenty of time.
Plenty of time, he says. It's not that easy. I got to type the script, make the stencil, ink the machine, put the paper in the, and turn the handle. I have to do everything myself. There's no organization. Now, nothing is organized.
Take it easy, will you?
Everything is a rush job. First they come with Amos and Andy's script, then our Mrs. Brooks, and then Meet Millie, and then your lousy script.
What?
And then Bing Crosby. I told you there's no organization.
Look, I'm going on the air in a minute, and I can't be bothered with your problems, so go already.
I'm going.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Gee, he's so excitable. Ooh.
Now everybody hollers at me. Before Christmas, they're all such angels. Well, sometimes I say...
Jack, we should be on the air now. We're 5 seconds late.
But we can't be. The producer's supposed to give me the signal. Where is he? Why isn't he in the booth? There's no organization!
Well, there it comes now, Jack.
Okay, hit it, Bob.
The Lucky Strike program starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Rochester, Dennis Day, Bob Crosby, and yours truly, Don Wilson. Ladies and gentlemen, although New Year's Eve is behind us, the strains of Should Old Acquaintance Be Forgot linger on. So right now I'd like to bring you one of the oldest acquaintances I know, and here he is, Jack Benny!
Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you. Hello again, this is Jack Benny talking, and Don, ordinarily I'd get back at you for that corny introduction, but we're starting a new year, so I'm going to forgive and forget.
You are?
Yep, I'm wiping the slate clean, and I'm going to start by paying up all my old debts. Oh, Bob.
Yeah?
Bob, here's that quarter I borrowed from you last June when we ate at the drugstore. You remember that.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Now, how about that $10 that I won from you on the Rose Bowl game yesterday?
Well, that's this year, so you'll have to wait until 1956.
Jack Benny, that's
no, no, Bob. We're not going to have any bickering this year. The people are tired of insults, name-calling, and all that rowdy old hat comedy. From now on, we're going to do only sophisticated humor. We're going to have suave, smooth, all right, let them lay there. As I was saying, we're going to do suave, sophisticated, smart comedy.
Gee, I'm sure going to miss Dennis.
No, I already discussed this with Dennis, and he promised to be a completely different person this year.
Yeah, but Jack, do you think that Dennis can really change?
Well, he said he would, and after the talk I gave him, I think he will. I know if he puts
his... Well, hello, everybody.
Oh, hello, kid. We were just talking about you. How are you, Dennis? Dennis, how are you? Dennis, I'm talking to you.
No, you're not.
Then who am I talking to?
Julius.
What?
I told you I'd be a different person this year.
Oh, so you changed your name to Julius, huh?
Yeah, that's my last name.
Your last name is Julius? What's your first name?
Orange.
Orange Julius. Imagine naming yourself after a drink.
Oh, I was going to call myself Lipton Tea, but I didn't know what the T stood for.
Stop it, will you? Here it is, the first show of the new year. Right away, you got to aggravate me. I don't know why I even talk to you. Now, let's just have your song.
Sorry, Julius doesn't sing.
What?
But he does bird calls. He's the Australian wood wobbler.
I don't care what he does. Just sing. Orange Julius. you. Some sophisticated show I'm running.
Le scarpine per ballare, ballare, balleremo tutto il dì. Le scarpine per ballare, ballare, balleremo ancora così. In the shoemaker shop, this refrain would never stop. They'd have to wait, working all the day. At his bench, there was he, just as busy as a bee. Little time to lose, with his boots and shoes. But his heart went pop inside the little shop when a lovely girl set him all awhirl. She had come to choose some pretty dancing shoes, and he heard her say in a charming way, "Shoes to set my feet a-dancing, dancing, dancing, dancing all the day. Shoes to set my feet a-dancing, dancing, dancing all my cares away." Then he tapped and he stitched, for his fingers were bewitched, and he sewed a dream into every seam. Making shoes oh so neat, just like magic on her feet, and he hoped she'd know that he loved her so. But she danced, 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 as though she were entranced, like a spinning top all around the shop. On her dainty feet, she whirled into the street, and he heard her say, as she danced away, "Scarpina per ballare, ballare, balleremo tutti il dì. Le scarpine per ballare, ballare, balleremo ancora così. Shoes to set my feet a-dancing, dancing, dancing, oh."
That was The Little Shoemaker, and very good, too, Julius.
You can call me Orange.
Look, kid, let's just forget about that. I was wrong to expect you to be any different. A person just doesn't change overnight.
Well, my father did.
He did?
Yeah, he woke up this morning, and he was a new man. You should have seen him. He went up to my mother, and he said, "First, you're going to make my breakfast, then you're going to wash the floor, and after that, you're going to iron all my clothes, and when you're through with that, you're going to shine my shoes."
Well, it's about time your father asserted himself. I'd like to go over and congratulate him.
Well, it's not far. He's at Cedars of Lebanon.
Well, Dennis, wish him a happy New Year for me, will you? Now, let's get on with the...
Hey, Jack, I tried to get you all New Year's Day. Where were you?
Oh, I was at the Tournament of Roses parade in Pasadena. It was a beautiful sight.
Did you go alone?
No, I had my date with me from New Year's Eve, and Rochester drove us down there.
Gee, didn't you have to wake up awfully early to get to Pasadena in time?
Oh, it wasn't so bad, Don. Now, let me tell you about it. I set the alarm for 3:30 a.m. At 4:15, we picked up my date. By 4 o'clock, we were on our way.
Say, the fog really rolls in at this hour of the morning. I can't see more than 20 feet in front of me.
Really, Gertrude? See, I can see that street light at the end of the block. Rochester, what can you see?
Nothing. My eyes are still closed.
Well, open them. You're driving. And don't look so crabby.
Boss, it's 4 in the morning. Even Liberace ain't smiling.
Four in the morning. Big deal. Where's your vitality? Gertrude and I were out celebrating last night, and here we are, wide awake and full of pep.
Yeah, and we're older.
Speak for yourself, John.
Kid, him. Whose idea was it to call it a night at 10:30? The joint was just starting to jump.
Well, what's the difference? While I was there, I was the life of the party, wasn't I?
Some life.
Well, what's so funny?
You tried to look so debonair drinking hot chocolate out of my slipper.
I only did that for a gag. Anyway, you'll have to admit that I showed you a swell time at that nightclub. Well, I had you out on that dance floor every minute.
anything to keep me from eating.
You ate, sister, and how you ate. I suppose that T-bone steak was a mirage. The last time I saw anyone wrestle meat that way, he had a branding iron.
Very funny.
I was never so embarrassed in all my life. Everyone was looking at us.
They weren't looking at me. They were looking at you in that old tuxedo.
Old tuxedo?
Your pants were so tight you had to wear your garters on the outside. Now I suppose you're going to pout all day because I told you off.
I'm not going to pout.
See, the fog is lifting.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a beautiful day. Hey, Rochester, maybe you ought to put down the top, huh?
Oh, boss, let's not put the top down.
Why not?
It's so much trouble taking down the center pole and pulling out the peg.
Oh, yes, I forgot. This is the new one I bought at the Army Surplus Store.
Yeah, the flat still says Field Headquarters, General Ridgway.
Yeah.
How far are we from Pasadena?
About 10 miles.
Oh, we'll be there in no time. Well, here we are in Pasadena. Only took us an hour and a half.
That's pretty good time.
You're darn right, considering we had to change a tire.
Yeah. Why can I wash this grease off my hands?
Just wipe it on this rag. Say, the way the traffic is getting thicker, we must be getting... Rochester, why are you stopping?
There's an officer at the intersection. He isn't letting anyone through.
Say, that's Colorado Boulevard. That's the one the parade comes down.
Gee, she's right. Hey, look, here comes a float.
Where?
Right over there. It's the official Tournament of Roses float.
And look at the four drum majors riding on it.
Yeah, I think they're going to sing.
When you hear that drumming, you will know we're coming, and the Lucky Strikes are on parade. There's never a slip, and we never trip, so perfect are we made. You can hear that beat coming down the street. You ought to get in step with Lucky Strike. Yes, Lucky Strike is toasted. It's the one cigarette you like. So round and firm and fully packed, and just as mild as it can be. Be happy and go Lucky Strike, and smoke an L.A. Timothy. And when you hear that old American, every Tom and Dick and Harry can light a Lucky and start popping it, nothing beats a Lucky Strike. Clean through and through, much pressure too, so put it away. It's Lucky Day. L.S.M.F.T.
Was great, wasn't it? Now back up, Rochester. We better hurry and find a place to park.
I can't back up, boss. There's 50 cars lined up behind us.
Gee, we can't go forward either.
But we're not staying here, are we?
No, this is ridiculous. I'm going to talk to that officer. Maybe he'll let us go through. I'll be right back. That certainly is crowded. I've never seen such a mob. Really have to fight your way through here.
Say, pardon me, mister. Did you see my wife?
Your wife?
Yeah, I can't find her anywhere. I've looked all over and I can't find her.
Oh, that's a shame.
But we've been married for 20 years. We got along so nice and we never even had a fight. I just gotta find her.
Oh, I'm sure you'll find her. How long has she been missing?
19 years.
And you're still looking?
I just started. Well, so long, buddy.
So long.
Chloe!
That's too bad. Some people really have their troubles. Now, where's that policeman? Oh, there he is. Say, officer. Officer.
What can I do for... Why, it's you, Mr. Benny.
Why, Mr. Kitzel. Mr. Kitzel, what are you doing in a policeman's uniform?
Arresting people, what else?
This is such a surprise. I mean, did you give up your other work?
No, this is in addition. Every year for this parade, I am a deputy.
Oh, I see. Do you like it?
It's very pleasant. Especially when my brother-in-law comes by. Last year, did I give him a ticket?
You really got him, huh?
Did I got him? I wrote him up for speeding, making a U-turn, loose brakes, a defective horn, and faulty headlights.
Hey, that must have cost him plenty.
It would have, but unfortunately, I couldn't make it stick.
Why not?
He was walking.
Oh, well, Mr. Kitzel, that's my car over there. How about letting me cross the street?
I really shouldn't, but for a friend, I can do a favor.
Then you mean I can drive through?
Yes, but you got to hurry. It's between floats.
Okay, and thanks a lot, Mr. Kitzel. I'll see you later. Happy New Year.
It's a day late, but I'll accept it.
Come on, Rochester. Rochester, he's letting us through.
Okay.
Make it snappy so we can get across. Rochester, what happened?
The motor died.
But we're in the middle of Colorado Boulevard.
And here come the floats.
Oh, my goodness. Listen, Rochester, step on the starter.
I'm stepping.
Good, you got it started.
No, I didn't.
Then how come we're moving?
A float is pushing us.
What?
Smile, boss, smile. We're in the parade.
See, if I'd known this, I would have worn my bathing suit.
Oh, be quiet and stop blowing kisses. Oh, fine. We had to get with one of the loudest band yet.
We must be going under a tree. A bird's nest just fell in my lap.
That's mine. It blew off. This is the most embarrassing thing that's ever... Hey, the float stopped. Quick, Rochester, do something.
I'll try.
Step back and stop laughing. It's not funny. Go ahead, Rochester. Step on the starter again.
Just a second. I'm connecting this loose wire.
Okay.
Say, Mommy.
What is it?
What kind of car is that?
I don't know. It must be a foreign make.
Madam, it's not a foreign make. This is an American car.
Not so loud. I want my boy to be proud of his country.
Look, madam.
Now, come on, Whitney. We've got to go.
Mommy, I think you made him mad. He threw a bird's nest at us.
My, what a strange way for General Ridgway to act.
Rochester, there must be something you can do.
Hang on, here we go again.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Happy New Year, everybody. Gee, I haven't had this much fun since I got caught in a revolving door with Errol Flynn.
Why do these things always happen to me? I just wanted to see the parade. I didn't want to be in it.
You didn't You might as well relax and enjoy yourself. We've got 3 hours to go.
Maybe you're right. Rochester, sit up straight and put your hands on the wheel.
What for?
If we're going through with this, at least let everyone think that we're pulling the float.
Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year.
Ladies and gentlemen, one of our greatest national hazards is fire. Fire that destroys millions of dollars worth of property and takes thousands of lives each year. Don't let your home be a fire trap. Make certain all electrical appliances are in order. Don't smoke in bed. Be careful with inflammables. Don't give fire a place to start. Thank you.
Jack will be back in just a minute, but first, let's take a listen to the Lucky Strike toasting song again.
If you want better taste on your cigarette, Lucky Strike is the brand to get. It's toasted to give you the best taste. Yet it's the toasted cigarette. It tastes fine tobacco.
It's light tobacco.
It's mild tobacco too. And it's toasted.
Yes, it's toasted. Cause the toasting brings the flavor right through.
So to get the better taste from your cigarette, Lucky Strike is the brand to get. It's toasted to give you the best taste. Yet it's the toasted
cigarette.
That's the Lucky Strike story set to music. The facts are all there. A Lucky is the cigarette of fine tobacco. LSMFT, Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. Naturally mild, good-tasting tobacco. And then, that fine tobacco is toasted to taste better. It's toasted is the famous Lucky Strike process that brings a Lucky's fine tobacco to its peak of flavor. The process that tones up a Lucky's naturally good-tasting tobacco to make it taste even better, cleaner, fresher, smoother. So friends, smoke the cigarette of fine tobacco that's toasted to taste better. Be happy. Go Lucky.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of my sponsor and my entire staff, I want to wish all of you a happy new year. Of course, everybody will be a year older, but not me. Good night, folks.
The Jack Benny program is written by Sam Perrin, Milt Josephsburg, George Balzer, John Tackerberry, Al Gordon, Hal Goldman, and produced and transcribed by Hilliard Marks.
Filter smokers, here's the true tobacco taste you've been looking for. Filter Tip Tarryton gives you all the full, rich flavor of Tarryton's famous quality tobacco, and real filtration, too. Filter Tip Tarryton incorporates activated charcoal, renowned for its unusual powers of selective filtration and used far and wide to purify the air we breathe, the water and beverages we drink. Look for the red, white, and blue stripes on the package. They identify Filter Tip Tarryton, the best in filtered smoking.
The Jack Benny program is brought to you by the American Tobacco Company, America's leading manufacturer of cigarettes.
In place of our regular program, Recording Library of West Texas is proud to present the best from old-time radio. We hope you'll enjoy this holiday episode from the golden age of radio.
Your Texas.
Texaco dealer, the best friend your car ever had, presents the Milton Berle Show. Welcome to the Milton Berle Show with Arnold Stang, Kurt Telson, Jack Albertson, Jack Lestooley, Charlie Irving, Johnny Gibson, our singing star Kay Armon, the music of Alan Ross, and yours truly, Frank Gallup. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight in saluting the new year, we present a comedian who is best fitted to usher in the new year.
That's right.
He's better fitted for an usher than a comedian. And here he is, Milton Berle.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Boy, what a crowd here tonight. Roseland must be empty. Well, I just flew in from Florida. Very uncomfortable trip, too. I mean, you don't know what it is to be cramped up in an airmail envelope for 6 hours. I'll stamp that out right away. No, really, I feel good. Really, I flew up in a plane. I took a plane. And boy, what modern improvements today in the airplanes. Press a button, an ashtray comes out. Press another button, the stewardess comes out. Press the stewardess, your teeth come out. But I'll do the screaming, please. But woman down there sitting on a tack. But I like Florida. I really do. I love Florida, especially the sunshine. I love to relax on the beach. I like to sit under an umbrella and build castles with my money. Too late to change these jokes now, you know. And boy, I want to tell you, and the sunshine down in Florida, I wasn't on the beach 10 minutes before I picked up a beautiful tan. Of course, it was on a girl. It was on a girl. I wish you'd laugh with Gusto. He's sitting in the fourth row. Hello, Gus. And you should see the bathing suit that this girl was wearing. It was made out of $5 bills. It was the first time I ever saw Lincoln winking. I spent Christmas down in Florida, and it was wonderful. All the hotel owners, they were so happy. Santa Claus gave them exactly what they wanted for Christmas, a blizzard in New York. And boy, the prices down there, believe me, a hotel room cost $100 a day. But you save on meals. 3 times a day, you just look at your bill and you eat your heart out. Oh, thank you. Oh, Milton! Ah! Milton, you're wonderful. Where do you get these Florida jokes? Where do I get them? The California Chamber of Commerce sent them to me. And the restaurants down in Miami, they're just as expensive. I ordered some sardines, and the waiter handed me a check for $200. I said, $200 for sardines? How come? He said, we had to hire a lawyer to get them out of the can. I want to tell you, they'll do anything for money down in Florida. This... Oh, I got to laugh out of myself, even though I heard it. I thought, this is the truth. I was walking down the street at 3 o'clock in the morning in Florida. Some fella pointed a gun at me. He said, shake them up. I said, how high? He said, don't mix me up. I'm new on the job. I want to tell you, in fact, while I was in Florida, I was... Yeah? What was that? Funny time of the year to be starting an outboard motor. Oh, it's you, Mr. Gallup. I didn't recognize you in your new form-fitting slab. Well, Mr. Gallup, was it a Merry Christmas for you?
Well, I don't know how to thank you for that Christmas gift you sent me.
Oh, now, Mr. Gallup. Really, it was not...
Now, I must admit, I was quite touched, Milton.
Oh, Milton? Mr. Gallup, you call me Milton.
Yes.
May I call you Frank?
No.
I'm sorry, it just slipped out. I lost my head.
I pity the person who finds it.
Now, Mr. Gallup, please, how can you say that after that lovely gift that I gave you?
Just what I needed, an autographed picture of Milton Berle.
Well, that's not all. I'm giving you a frame for the picture, a frame for it. I want it to match the room that you're going to hang it in. Do you want it in mahogany or maple?
Tile.
Oh, that's jazzy, isn't it? Mr. Gallup, all kidding aside, I like to see you get laughs on my program. I like to see you. Not next week. But on with the show tonight, ladies and gentlemen, as we salute the new year.
New Year's Eve in New York is the mecca for out-of-towners. For example, here is Zeke Berle, fresh from the hills, all set for a wild New Year's Eve in New York.
We see him standing in front of a 52nd Street nightclub.
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-dee, zippity-doo-dah. Gonna hoot and holler. Wonder how this nightclub here would be. Hop, ziggity-doodly-doo. Look at them girls' pictures outside. Zigzag. They're better than the corset section of the Sears Roebuck catalog that I have. Listen for me. I'm going to go in. Hey, you in the monkey suit.
Yes, sir. You have a reservation?
Heck no. I live on a farm. You got the wrong boy. That's good. Say, what's the price here?
$15 a head.
How much for the rest of me? I don't care, because money's no object. All my money's tied up in cash. Well, that's good, isn't it, eh?
All right, sir, I'll show you to your table. This way, sir.
Well, thank you. Yahoo, yahoo, look at them women, the dresses they got on. Well, they got a cover charge here and nothing's covered. That's good.
This way, sir.
Well, wait, I'll just squat at this table here with this dude couple.
My dear sir, this is our table.
Really? Get away, stupid.
Smart gal, guess my middle name. Let's have fun. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine.
Oh, the floor show's starting.
Let's have fun. Is this paper hat on the table for me? I'm putting it on my head. Shucks, the point went clear through. There, I got my hat on. Let's have fun.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. A funny thing happened to me on my way here. A bum stopped me and said, could I have a dime?
That's good. That's good.
Hey, jerk, I didn't finish the joke.
Don't. Quit while you're ahead. You're going to joke with me. You got the wrong boy.
And now, folks, a surprise that'll knock your hat off.
Oh, yeah, I got my hat on and nothing can knock it off.
Here she is, daring Bubbles Laverne.
She's nothing.
And here is Bubbles in her own interpretation of that forbidden Hindu ritual, the dance of taboo.
Say, Bud.
What?
Will you hand me my hat?
You okay?
Yeah, she missed me that time.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, it'll be 12 o'clock. Pick out the girl you're going to kiss when we turn the lights out.
Stay close to me, sister.
How dare you?
I'm kissing her when the lights go out.
Yeah, I'm kissing her.
12 o'clock. Happy New Year. Turn out the lights. Turn the lights back on.
I told you, wise guy, I kissed her.
You're plumb loco. I kissed her.
That's funny. Nobody kissed me.
But I kissed somebody.
And I You got the wrong boy. Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Jeepers, creepers, what a farewell party. And I think it's all for me, old man, 1948. Well, little baby New Year. Hello, 49. No reason for you to cry.
Party not just for you. Party for me, too.
Now, look, 49, come over here and I'll tell you a few things. Now, sit down. You've got a lot ahead of you and a lot to learn.
Baby,
now, first of all, this New Year's celebration is in my honor. But only until midnight, and then it's all yours. In fact, right at the stroke of 12, I'm leaving in my new chariot.
Automobile?
Mm-hmm. And if you watch closely, you'll see that my automobile is filled with Texaco Fire Chief.
Clang, clang, clang.
That's right. Fire Chief Gasoline. And remember, 49, this is important. Fire Chief Gasoline is packed with extra power.
Extra power?
Mm-hmm. And yet it costs no more than you pay for regular gasoline. Now, if you're smart... If you're real smart, you'll also notice that experience has taught old man 48 to use only Havilland motor oil.
Havilland? Good.
Very good. Why, Havilland not only lubricates your motor, Havilland cleans as it lubricates.
Lubricates?
Keeps your motor free from sludge. Makes it start easier, start faster these cold winter days.
Good. Now we go back to the party. Whoopee!
Now first, I want to tip you off about one more thing.
I'll get along better if I wear more clothes.
You'll get along better if your car has Marfac chassis lubrication.
Right.
Take it from old 1948. Marfac gives you a cushiony, smooth ride for 1,000 miles or more.
Okay, 48. I remember. Fire Chief, have a Marfac. Now we go back to the party.
Okay, 1949! That was Alexander's Ragtime Band, played by Alan Roth and the Texaco Troubadours. And now we present our next feature, The Man on the Street Speaks. To get the reaction of the man on the street to the new year, Milton Berle is stationed out in front of the Texaco Star Theater on Broadway with a microphone. The next voice you hear will be that of Milton Berle.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Milton Berle. I have a nice crowd around me out here. Let's start with this gentleman here with the neon goose pimples. You, sir, how do you do, sir?
Mr. Berle, I am in the television business. And may I say that since you've come on television, hundreds of sets have been sold.
Really?
I sold mine. My brother sold his.
Thank you. Thank you, Fred Eigen. Next, the young man walking out of that tavern with a cuspidor stuck on his head. Young man, step up and tell me, what is your name?
My name is Philip Mountbatten.
Philip Mountbatten?
Yeah, I'm not the Philip Mountbatten who's married to Princess Elizabeth of Britain.
No, you're not, huh?
No, I'm engaged to Gertrude Hammerschlager of the Bronx.
I see. Well, it must be very confusing.
Yeah, confusing is right.
It is.
Our mail is always getting mixed up. He keeps getting my magazines, and I keep getting his bills from the diaper service.
Now, look, Philly, how do you feel about the new year?
Yeah, all I want to know is one thing.
What's that? What?
Who's the killjoy who started this broken-down custom of making New Year's resolutions?
Well, I don't know.
All year long, I'm growing up, you understand? Developing. I'm getting into bad habits that are lots of fun. I'm getting my wings. Then comes these resolutions, and zing, all flights are canceled.
Well, sometimes resolutions do you a lot of good.
Who needs that kind of good? Hmm? Maybe for you, resolutions are okay. You're an old man.
A what?
For you, a dash of Sertan and your Ovaltine and your sailing. But I'm young yet. I want to live. I want to walk in the sun once more. I want to have fun.
Well, now, wait a minute.
Who needs those resolutions? What a headache. Don't drink. Don't smoke. Don't take girls out. Don't take girls in. I could simplify the whole thing by making one simple resolution for myself in just two words.
What's that?
Drop dead.
Now, look, don't go that far, young man.
I'm not going to go that far. I want to live. I want to hold my head up. I want to chase girls. I want to dissipate, hang out in nightclubs, be a bon vivant.
Now, wait a minute, young
man. I'm young. I'm lovely. I'm engaged. I want to have fun. Do you hear me? Fun, fun, fun.
All right, have fun. What's stopping you?
The string on my yo-yo's busted.
This next lady over here is sewing a Bergdorf Goodman label in her overalls. What is your name, madam?
Tallulah Feeney. I'm a homemaker.
I see. And what are you looking forward to on New Year's Eve?
Just once, I'd like to see the old year pass out before my husband does.
Your husband drinks too much on New Year's Eve?
He's very sentimental. At exactly 12 o'clock, he always drinks champagne out of my...
He really loves New Year's Eve?
He gets so excited. Last year, he threw me into the car, drove to a nightclub, put on paper hats, started blowing horns, then he grabbed me and begun dancing. It was terrible.
What was so terrible?
We were still in the car.
Oh,
One year, we got separated in a mob in Times Square.
You couldn't find him?
No, but my luck didn't hold out. Suddenly, he seen me and begun picking his way through the crowd.
He picked his way through the crowd?
Yeah, one pocket at a time.
Doesn't he ever celebrate at home?
Sure, last year we had a party and my husband mixed a punch. He sure put a kick in it.
He put a kick in it?
Yeah, he stirred it with his foot.
Mrs. Feeney.
He took his shoes off, please.
Oh, I understand.
What do you think, he's a slob or something?
No. No, I think he's quite dainty. Now, how is he the rest of the year?
He's always dropping into bars. He says he just wants to wet his whistle.
He just wants to wet his whistle?
Yeah, the trouble is he never knows when it's time to blow.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Feeney. Thank you. Yes, sir. Oh, whoa. And look who we have with us now, ladies and gentlemen. It is a rare honor to present the man just selected as the man of the year. That model of masculinity, that rugged Adonis, Big Mike Featherfield. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Featherfield.
Thank you, Mr. Burrell. This is indeed a golden opportunity for thanking my many fans who have seen my picture in Who's Who and written in asking, what's that?
Mr. Featherfield, I understand that you have a good chance of being selected Life's Magazine Man of the Year.
How about that?
You're getting too many laughs. Were you interviewed for Life?
Yeah.
What happened?
They couldn't find any.
Mr. Featherfield, what was the what was the achievement that won you your great honor?
I single-handedly removed the most frightening menace facing the men of America.
How did you do it?
I married her.
What were your other great achievements?
I startled the scientific world by setting off the first underwater explosion.
I see. You dropped the first atom bomb in Bikini Bay?
No, the first Alka-Seltzer in a glass of water.
Mr. Featherfield, one of the big factors in your being honored is that you are one of America's number one fathers. How many children have you?
27. Ridiculous, isn't it?
27 children?
Yeah. For 20 years, it's been nothing but the pitter-patter of tiny feet. Just when one pitter-patter patters out, another pitter-patter patters in.
Thank you very much, Mr. Featherfield. And here's our singing star, Charmin K. Almond, to sing That Certain Party.
Has he got naughty eyes? Yes, he has got naughty eyes. That certain party. You know the one I mean. Yes, you know the one I mean. That certain party of mine. Naughty eyes, turned up nose, big fat cheeks, real sharp claws, and not a smarty. Has he got loving ways? Yes, he has those loving ways. That certain party of mine. Naughty eyes, turned up nose, big fat cheeks, and real sharp claws. Has he got loving ways? Yes, he has those loving ways. That certain party. That certain party. That certain party of mine.
Hang on, take a bow. Mexico, Star Theater bow. Take it. Thank you. Cut. I'm the star. Thank you. Now, good morning, Kitty. You're wonderful, Kay Armand. Really, she. That was That Certain Party, written by Johnny Meyer. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's all right. Don't applaud. It's a used joke. I am used joke. Thank you. Okay. Well, we're back on the air again, ladies and gentlemen. The old. Oh, I feel so good tonight. I got a great spirit about me. A fifth. Ladies and gentlemen, the old year is coming to an end, and this is the time that we think over what we did during the year and wonder how we stayed out of jail. You know, it's time for resolutions. Just the other night, for example, I called my little son, Junior, and I'll never forget.
Did you call me, Junior? Did you call me Daddy, dear?
Daddy, dear.
Christmas is over and he's still such a good boy.
Christmas is over? Oh, I forgot. What do you want, stupid?
That's better. Junior, dear, Daddy wants to have a talk with you about your behavior in the coming year.
Okay, take it slow and wait for your laughs.
I'm serious, Junior. I want you to make some resolutions.
Well, how about making some resolutions yourself?
Me? Your daddy? What have I done this year to be ashamed of?
Should I tell him?
Junior, come back! Oh, now what did Junior mean? Me, Milton Berle, ashamed of anything. I'm tired. Geez, I look back over 1948. Gee, I was wonderful. Modest. Talented. Loved by all. A doll. A living doll. Gosh, I'm a terrific guy. Nothing to regret. Nothing on my conscience. Peace with the world. A doll. A living doll. Say, who's...
You, Milton Berle?
You're coming with us.
No, let go of me, let go of me. Listen, if you're a policeman, I'm warning you. I'm a friend of Errol Flynn. He showed me how to kick. Now, let go of me.
Come with us.
Stop, help, help, stop, help. What are you doing? Help, help, help.
In here, Berle.
Wait. Where am I? It's a huge room. Wait. Way up high, there's a man with a black mask sitting up there. What is this?
Quiet. Milton Berle to the bar.
What bar? I don't even see a television set.
Quiet!
Somebody's Quiet. Kidding.
Here he is, Your Honor.
Milton Berle, you stand charged with a most serious crime against radio listeners.
I know. I introduced Abbott to Costello. I didn't realize what it would lead to.
Quiet! Your crime is what you've been doing in radio during 1948.
Who are you?
I am your conscience.
My conscience? That's silly. I haven't any conscience. You're not my conscience. If you were my conscience, you'd have to look like me. Come down here and take off your mask.
All right. I'll take off my mask. There.
He's right. He looks like me.
Quiet. Milton Berle, you stand before the bar of radio's conscience. Bailiff, read the charges.
During the fiscal radio year 1948, Milton Berle told 257 which twin has the Tony jokes.
Oh, please, no mercy.
Five lashes.
Stop, please. That's a lie, stop.
You mean you don't remember on your program of September 8th you said you went on a picnic with two girls who brought sandwiches?
I remember. I asked which twin had the bologna.
Ten lashes.
Stop it!
During 1948, Milton Berle told 370 jokes about Artie Shaw.
Oh, that's silly. I just said every time Artie Shaw says I do, he looks around the room to see if he can do better.
15 lashes.
Please don't.
2,806 jokes about the presidential election.
No, that's silly. All I said that the Republican leaders are yelling at Dewey's son. They're saying, ah, your father's mustache.
20 lashes.
No, stop. Please stop.
And now, Berle, the most serious of all charges. You're accused of stealing other comedians' jokes.
Me? Stealing other comedians' jokes? Why, that's dishonest. You got the wrong boy.
Guilty or not guilty?
Not guilty.
Call the first witness.
First witness?
Your name, sir?
My name is Jack Benny.
Jack Benny? Jack, it's me, Milty Berle. You've always liked me.
I did not.
Mr. Benny, what have you to say about Milton Berle as a stealer of jokes?
Well, wait. I wish to make a statement. I have never stolen another comedian's jokes in my life.
Mr. Benny, you heard that. Have you anything to say?
Yep.
Strike that from the record. For him, that's an ad-lib. Wait a minute, Jack Benny. You testifying against me? Well, if I've ever said anything about you, it was only the best.
Only the best?
Those gifts I sent you, only the best.
Only the best.
Jack Benny, what jokes did Milton Berle steal from you?
Only the best.
Your Honor, I deny everything. I've never stolen anything from Jack Benny, and I have my four lawyers here to prove it. Isn't that right, boys? See, I'm innocent. I'm innocent.
All the next witnesses.
Red Skelton, Burns and Allen, Al Jolson, Eddie Cantor, Edgar Bergen, Groucho Marx.
I confess, I stole jokes. I was a misguided fool. I thought I could steal jokes and make a lot of money, but now I realize...
You were wrong.
I was right. I'm loaded. I got money my brother hasn't printed yet. My wallets have wallets.
Milton Berle, you've been found guilty.
Well, Your Honor, I deserve it. What are you going to do with me?
For 30 days, you will be locked in a room with nothing but a phonograph and Guy Lombardo records.
Oh, no, not that. Mercy, please.
Then, for 30 more days, you will listen to records of your mother laughing at Henny Youngman.
No, that's too much. Kill me first, anything but that.
And 2 million lashes, one for each joke you stole.
No, please, stop. Help, stop. Help. Stop. Don't. Please. Help. Mercy. Stop. I'll never steal another joke again.
Hey, help. Pop, wake up.
What happened? Oh, Junior, you're here. It was all a dream.
Hey, Pop, you're white as milk.
Junior, I finally learned my lesson. Honesty is the best policy. Your daddy will never steal another joke as long as I live.
Hey, Pop, I woke you because the Bob Hope show just went on the air.
Bob Hope?
Yeah. Well,
what are we waiting for? Get my pencil and paper. Come on, let's go. Come on.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Texaco dealers all over America, I'd like to wish you a new year filled with health, happiness, prosperity, and most of all, peace on earth. I know the wonderful people who are with me here every week feel the same way. How about you, Kay Armand?
Happy New Year, folks.
And my very good friend, Alan Ross.
Happy New Year, everyone.
I see, he can talk. Tallulah Feeney.
Happy New Year's for me and my husband, Brentwood.
Thank you. And now...
Hey, how about me, Pop?
Not now, Junior, please.
You kidding.
No, Junior.
Oh, come on, don't
all right, say it then, all right.
Happy New Year's, everyone.
Oh, that kid. Jack Albertson.
Happy New Year, folks.
And how about you, Mr. Featherfield?
Thank you for this dawn, Pop.
No, we're late now. Just say Happy New Year, please.
Happy New Year.
Well, that just about... Oh, Sam Harrison.
Happy New Year, everybody. And that goes for my wife, Martha, too, doesn't it, Martha?
Yes.
That just about does it, ladies and gentlemen.
Well,
oh, Mr. Gallup.
Happy New Year, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. Happy New Year, folks. Good night, everyone. Good night.
Join us again next Wednesday night when the Texas Star Theater presents the Milton Berle Show, all brought to you by your Texaco dealer, the best friend your car ever had.
Next on Recording Library of West Texas Radio, USA Today, followed by the Midland Reporter Telegram and Odessa American at 3. Thursday night on New Year's Eve, Recording Library of West Texas Radio is bringing you two very special shows. It begins at 7 p.m. with Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve 1982. It'll feature Dick Clark from Times Square in New York and co-hosts Tom Wopat from the Dukes of Hazzard and Charlene Tilton from Dallas with the Party in Hollywood. You'll hear artists Barry Manilow, Rick James, Rick Springfield, The Four Tops, and Alabama. Then at approximately 8:08 p.m., it's Mr. New Year's Eve himself, Guy Lombardo, with his 1957 New Year's broadcast direct from the world-famous Grill Room at the Hotel Roosevelt in New York City, featuring his Royal Canadians. They'll be playing top hits from the 1930s like The Music Goes Round and Round, from the 1940s such as Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree, and the 1950s like The Tennessee Waltz. And just before the new year of 1958 arrives, the network will switch over to Times Square with reporting from CBS newsman Bob Trout. Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve 1982 and Guy Lombardo's 1957 New Year's Eve Party, starting Thursday night at 7 on Recording Library of West Texas Radio.
Happy New Year!
Now, here's your forecast for the Midland-Odessa area. It's 35 with rain showers. Tonight, snow showers with a low in the mid-30s. Then tomorrow, a few snow showers with a high in the mid-30s. Tomorrow night, snow showers with a low in the low 30s. From the Recording Library of West Texas 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm Maria Lopez.
This is the Recording Library of West Texas. It's 2 p.m.
Hello, this is Jean, and it is December 30th, 2020. Vaccine rollouts hit snags in Florida. Elderly get priority over medical workers. Senior citizens spent a chilly night outside in a line that stretched for blocks as they waited to get into a park and rec center where COVID-19 vaccinations were offered on a first-come, first-come basis.